All right, here we go. So yesterday, stocks already started to lower the new week. And today, oh my gosh, almost looks like the sky is falling. I mean, is this rally over? I mean, this impressive first quarter. And what's happening here in the market? So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is April the 2nd. And this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And gosh, Mark, look at this. I mean, if we just hop over, it is a sea of red this morning.
Yeah, you see that things are down pretty much across the board. So pulling back from those record highs in a bit of a rough and rocky start to the second quarter, Marcus.
Yeah, for sure. So yesterday we were already lower, and then I mean, nothing really major that happened in overnight trading, but as you can see, so we kind of see mini S&P in overnight trading. So just hanging in there and then suddenly starting to slide. And I mean, this is here, a pretty good slide that we see here. I mean, this is from these highs to here. This is more than 1%. I mean, just yesterday we talked about a possible retracement. I mean, did we call it?
Maybe. I mean, this is where at some point you need to have a pullback, right? It's just not up and away without pullbacks along the way. And if we don't get those pullbacks, at least in my opinion, that sets us up for even a bigger tumble. So I think that this is healthy. And it was really just kind of out of the blue, Marcus. You could assign it to yield spiking, but to be honest, it's probably more profit taking than anything.
It looks like it, but it's across the board, as you said. I mean, the Dow is down 1.1%. The S&P is down more than 1%. The Nasdaq is down 1.5%, and the VIX, the fear index, spiking this morning up 11%. I mean, look at this. I mean, just a few days ago, we were below 13, and just like this, we are above 15 again. So a little bit of fear returning to the markets.
Which I think is great, right? When we get a little complacent and there really isn't the expected larger moves to take place in the market, then options premium comes down and you might see this slow drift higher, but I like to see a little volatility. And even at 15, where we have this big spike over the last 2 days, that's still below what would be a longer term average there. So yeah, you put it into perspective and it's still on the lower range.
It's still on the lower range because the market has been up and away. But yeah, this morning, I mean, we just talked about it. 10-year yields spiking this morning, dipping above 4.4%. I mean, this is the highest level since end of November last year.
And this is substantial. This is substantial. You have this spike in yields because it does look like investors are finally saying, well, maybe the Fed's not going to cut in June, and maybe these rates are going to be kept higher a little bit longer than investors wanted.
Yeah, and we see that the probabilities for a June cut are lower and lower. I mean, just a few days ago, it was at 64%, yesterday at 60%, now dropping down to 56%. And yeah, if rates stay higher for longer, it pushes the yields higher. And this is what we see. And there's an inverse relationship between the yields and stocks. When yields are higher, it means that it can tuck money away in a high yield savings account or CDs. So why would you have your money at risk in the market? And this is where we usually see that, okay, money is moving out of the stock market into higher yield savings account, bonds, T-bills, whatever you call it. And this is why this morning across the board lower. I mean, even Bitcoin, look at this. I mean, that's quite a slide for Bitcoin here, now below 66,000.
Yeah, it's risk off a little bit today. And, you know, I do think that this is kind of out of the blue and maybe a little profit taking, but there are some lingering issues or some things that are adding up that could be, I wouldn't say alarming, but supporting this pullback. One of which is commodity prices, Marcus. Looking at crude oil is at a five-month high, and commodities in general are at the highest level that they have been since August of 2022. Well, what that means is that the Fed's inflation fight, there's a little pressure there, because if commodity prices are higher, that's going to be trickling into the, you know, consumer is going to have to pay for that, and inflation could stay higher a little bit longer.
Yeah. And then we also have gold. I mean, gold skyrocketing higher, making another all-time high this morning.
Look at that. I mean, this is what I expected when we first started to trade GDXJ. I just wish we would have had an opportunity to trade GDXJ a little bit longer before it just exploded to the upside.
Yeah. Anyhow, so lots going on, and for us, a lot of trading opportunities here. So super excited. But before we go into this, we got to talk about Tesla. I mean, Tesla today, another slide, almost 7% after they are missing delivery. So they have a deliveries drop of 8.5% from a year ago.
Yeah, and that is a disappointment. So they posted Q1 deliveries of 386,810, and the average estimate was about 457,000. So you see that is definitely a drop, but also the production, vehicle production, was at 433,000 vehicles. So not only was it lower deliveries, but, you know, production wasn't even at the level that analysts thought would be delivered. So Tesla taking a little bit of a hit because of that.
Yeah. I mean, and now if you want to own Tesla at $152.50, I mean, this is where you could sell some puts. This is not for us, though, right? But I mean, this is where, if you're a Tesla fan and you say, oh my gosh, this is bargain shopping, I can actually, right now, Tesla is trading at almost $164, and you can sell the $152.50, meaning that you could get assigned at a 7% discount, and you're getting some pretty good premium for this. I mean, definitely something to mull over.
Yeah, if you like the idea of owning shares at $152.50, why wait for it to drop there? Just sell a put to start the process.
Yeah, because this is at a decent support level here. All right, but let's talk about our trades. Let's talk about WTF trades. We had a couple of WTF trades popping up today. And let me just see, I need to hide this because there's too many lines on there. And the first one up is CCEP. WTF trade, we bought it at 70.09. Right now, it is dipping a little bit. So we are at 69.23. So if you want, you can pick it up cheaper. Let me just grab a sip of coffee.
Yeah, CCEP opening the day above yesterday's close, but a valid signal there for the WTF strategy pulling back a little bit. Still a valid signal.
Yeah, and if you think about it, just down today, 0.09%, even though overall the markets are down 1% plus. So this looks like a decent trade. And then also MNST. Monster Beverage had a pretty bad day yesterday. So yesterday, sliding 2.6%. So we bought it in the open as a WTF trade, thinking or believing that it will bounce back. So we bought it at 57.74. Right now, like 50 cents lower. Not a big deal, but this is another opportunity. If you didn't see it this morning, these two are still up for grabs.
They are.
All right. So let's hop over to our wheel trades. And on the wheel trades, first up, Apple. We both sold the 170, and right now we're trading at 168. So, however, of course, we're not assigned yet. In order to get assigned, this has to be lower on Friday. And today is Tuesday, so we still have a lot of time. And we don't mind assignment. We're okay buying Apple at $170 because my plan is to ride this all the way up to at least 175, maybe even 176.
Sure. This is still looking good to me. Pulling back a little bit, of course. And I mean, we have a broad market drop today, and it's participating, but not as bad as the overall market. We wouldn't have sold the put at 170 if we weren't comfortable owning shares at 170. Looking forward to the potential getting assigned and then selling calls.
That is the plan here. Now, CSIQ, a position that we are in, and oh my gosh, it was looking so good. And now, CSIQ with higher interest rates pulling back down 3.8% this morning. I mean, this is where we were already trading at 20 and a half almost, back falling here to 19. So, we'll see. At this point, we need to start drawing trend lines to the upside. That is a super ugly trend line. We need to do that again. So there we go. This is the trend channel that we need you in right now, CSIQ. So go up, buddy. You got this. Just like this.
And
All right.
again, I mean, here with yields on their way higher, getting a little pressure, CSIQ having a little pressure with yields, so that's to be expected. But let's just bounce right back.
Yeah. NEE, very similar picture here with yields going higher, NEE going a little bit lower. But I mean, we are getting really, really close to our break even and then also to our assigned price. So hopefully, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to sell calls against our existing position here.
This one's still looking good in my book.
UPS bucking the trend today. And look at this. While all of the markets are down between 1 and 1.5%, UPS is up 1.5%, something that we like to see.
I'm loving this, and really felt like that drop last week was an exaggeration. Nice to see bounce off of those lows and then follow through today when the market's down. I'll take that. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. And then this morning, we both found another opportunity in UNH, United Health Group. So this is where there were some news regarding the Medicare plans, I believe, and this has sent the stock lower. But if you're looking at a 2-year chart here, or even moving out a little bit, I mean, this for us is a stock that meets all of our criteria. I mean, look at this. The chart, just beautiful trading in a range here. And this is where, that's probably not the range that I wanted to do. I need to get better at drawing these. There we go. Right. So between what, around 450 and 550, super solid revenue and profitability, paying a dividend, P ratio in line with what we want to see. So this is where we decided that this might be an overreaction. We decided to sell the 450 put.
Oh yeah. And looking into this is it's interesting because there is this drop in healthcare, and it's tied to these Medicare Advantage plans. And looking into this a little bit more, there was an increase, I think it was 3.7%, that was initially announced as a possibility for, I think it was 2025. And so with that increase, it seems odd that these healthcare companies are following. However, there's two parts to this. It essentially equates to, I think, a 0.16% a decrease when you're looking at the inflation and numbers there. But also the initial number that's suggested is typically revised higher. So analysts and traders, who trade healthcare and use this number as a metric and a decision for their investments, they were expecting something a little bit better. Now, in my opinion, this doesn't, it doesn't trickle down into this bigger problem, this bigger issue, where there's these huge concerns. Instead, it's a reaction to this data, reaction to this information. And sure, there's going to be a little price discovery, and it could be that we pull back a little bit more. But I think it's a great opportunity here to take advantage of that overreaction and trade a put, sell a put at some nice support.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, we like the stock. We wouldn't get mind getting assigned at 450, especially if we look at this beautiful range that has been established for quite some while. I mean, since the beginning of 2022, What's happening here? I need a different stand. So, but see, this kind of over the last, one, two, almost 2.5 years, but at least 2 years, a nice solid range. So, yeah, I think we'll be just fine here.
Looks good to me.
All right. Looking back at the market, see what's happening here on a 5 minute chart. We see that we opened massively lower after we had the slide going into the open. So, but right now it has kind of stabilized, hanging out there. But I would expect the markets to definitely close lower today. And then possibly over the next few days, showing us a gap fill here. So this is what might happen. Or maybe we're pulling back towards this level. I mean, we talked about it. We talked about it with our masterminds this morning, and I think even yesterday here in Coffee with Marcus, a 5% pullback wouldn't be too bad at all, right? So, and if we look at this and we look at a 5% pullback from the high, so this would take us to right here. Yeah, it would take us towards the 50-day moving average. So I think this would be just fine. So this would get us to around 5,050, yeah. That's what I mean. 50-50 sounded like, could happen, could not happen. So 5,050, that's what I'm looking for. So these are the two possibilities. What do you think will happen first? Are we going to fill this gap here, or will we pull back towards the moving average here at around 5,050?
Is that a question for me or viewers?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Why don't you tell us what you think is going to happen in the comments, and then we'll let you know what we believe tomorrow. What do you think?
Let's see. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually fun. All right. So we'll see today. Again, great shopping day. So three trades for us. Loving it. If you're enjoying this show and if you love following us along as we are putting these trades in, give us a like. Really appreciate it. And if you think that others can benefit from it, click the share button. Really appreciate when you're sharing this video. And then if you're new to the channel, hit subscribe. And then we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.